We've been asking to hear some of your stories of summer love. By the way, BJ Lederman writes our theme music. Some of you have sent in tales worthy of a saucy romance novel that can't possibly be uttered on the radio, but this one can, a tender story from Kevin Gibbs of Minnetonka, Minnesota.
I was born legally blind, but blessed with a remarkable musical talent. For 17 years, I viewed my life through these two competing, coexisting prisms. That is, until that magical night in June of 1976, when I first heard three special words meant only for me. M, the girl at the center of the story, was an usher at a jazz concert series where I was a warm-up act. We stood outside the stage door after a concert by the Stan Kenton Orchestra with the four freshmen. I took her in my arms, and she whispered, "I love you."
What is that they're playing? It's called a hymn to her.
In that shining moment, I felt transformed. I was suddenly no longer brilliant and broken. I was just a guy who loved a girl. Through her, I came to feel as though I had been made whole by the opportunity to love and be loved in return.
One moment distant as a dream.
Decades have passed, and I have been blessed to enjoy a remarkable musical career and an equally remarkable marriage to another woman for whom my heart was truly meant. But I believe that all the wonderful things with which I have been blessed owe some foundation to that first experience of love so long ago. There is a song by the great Michel Legrand that expresses this completely.
Once upon a summertime, if you recall, we stopped beside a little flower stall.
And Kevin Gibbs told us his favorite version of Michel Legrand's song is, of course, this one by Tony Bennett. It's not too late to share your summer love stories. You can find submission details on the NPR Weekend Edition Facebook page.
We laughed the happy afternoon away and stole a kiss in every street cafe.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.